This is Talking Digital. Hello, this is Adam Cochran with TalkingDigital.org, and we are reviewing the Blue Microphone Yeti. It's made by Blue Microphone. The model is called the Yeti. What better way to do a review of a microphone than to actually do the review on the microphone itself? And we've had this microphone since shortly after CES, and we're just now getting a chance to work down to it in our pile and do the review on it. And I just have to say that we are extremely impressed with the quality. It does offer quite a few advantages, a lot of advantages of a larger studio microphone, a larger studio setup. But it also, there's a few disadvantages, and we'll talk about those as well. But overall, we're extremely happy with it, and definitely hope to include it in our little portable podcasting kit. You will notice a little bit of distortion there as I talk loud, and we'll talk about how we're going to address that. The Blue microphone is set up, or the Yeti is all set up to take care of those problems. And again, we'll just go from the top down. The Blue microphone is a little over a foot tall. It's a little heavy. It's on the heavy side. If you plan on using it as a portable unit, it's not going to be something that you're going to carry with you in a backpack all the time. It is quite heavy, and it doesn't really come with a carrying case or anything like that, and that's one of the few disadvantages to it. But it is, I would still consider it portable because it is a USB device. On the front of it, you've got a mute button, which allows you to, you can use it as a cough button. That as a demonstration so you could hear that I was pressing the mute button. But you can use it as a cough button. It does have a little bit of a lag to it as far as turning back on once you press the button, but it's not too bad. It also has a volume control right on the front of it, and the volume control controls the monitor of the sound. You can plug your headphones directly into the bottom of the microphone so you can hear yourself talk without having to run the sound at all through the computer's sound system. This also means that you can use it with, you can keep your computer speakers turned on without presenting any feedback, as the headphones can plug directly into the bottom of the microphone. Also on the back of it, it has two knobs that come in very handy. The first one is a gain, and that's the problem we were talking about earlier. The gain control allows you to adjust the sensitivity of the microphone. And if you're a person who tends to choke down on the microphone the way I do, then you may want to turn that gain down, as turning it up will cause a distortion. But that distortion, gain control is very helpful, because as you turn yourself or as you pull yourself further back from the mic, it allows you to, again, speak at the mic from a further distance. And that will come in very handy as you use some of the other features found on the second knob on the back of the microphone. On the back of the microphone, I'm going to have to look around on the back and see which setting I have it on as I'm doing these demonstrations. The one setting that it has on it is a stereo setting. The stereo setting turns on a right and a left channel, and let me turn down that gain again, has a right and a left channel, and by speaking into that right and left channel, you can see that it almost has two microphones in one, and you can go to bluemic.com. Bluemic.com/Yeti is probably the best way to get there. And you can actually see the internals of the microphone and how it's put together. But it is essentially three or four microphones put together into one. Again, there was another disadvantage there. Let me show you here. It doesn't have much of a pop filter built in. So if you tend to be somebody who says a lot of P's and choke down on the mic, you'll definitely want to turn down that gain, maybe get a separate pop filter for the microphone itself. Another setting besides the stereo setting is the... make sure we got it set right. The other setting is an omnidirectional setting. That is a setting that allows you to speak from any angle. It turns on all of the sensors for the microphone. And that way, if you have a room full of people and you want to record everything that's in there, that's happening in the room, then that is probably the setting that you want to use. However, keep in mind that that also is the one that's going to pick up the most ambient sound, the most background noise, things like that. The next setting on there. The next setting is a cardioid setting. And the cardioid setting turns on the microphone directly in the front so that you can't hear the sound behind. I'm snapping my fingers directly behind the microphone, and now I move them around to the front so you can kind of hear how that works. It just turns on the front mic so that you can speak directly into it. That's the setting that you want to use if you're a lone podcaster and you don't want to pick up a lot of background noise. The last setting that we've got is the bidirectional setting. The bidirectional setting turns on the mic directly in back and the mic directly in front. And that allows you to speak, you know, if there's two people in the room, you're doing an interview, it turns on the microphone so that it's picking up sound both directly in front and directly behind the microphone, also for musical duets, an instrument, something like that. So very handy, some very cool settings on it. Like I mentioned, it does have the headphone connection directly in the bottom of it. It has it's very, very sturdy. It's bottom heavy so that it's not going to tip over. As far as picking up any sound here, let me switch it back to cardioid setting. And then if I tap on my desk, I tend to do that. I tend to also, you know, tap with a pen or something like that while I'm talking, and this kind of gives you an idea of how it will pick up those sorts of sounds. The other thing that's going on is there's a fan going through the ceiling of my office now, so if you can pick that up, that gives you an idea of how sensitive that microphone can be in those types of situations. Like I said, the only disadvantage to this microphone, first of all, is that although it's portable, it being a USB microphone, it is heavy and it would be nice to have a carrying case. The other feature to it that would be nice, it would be nice if it had a little bit more of a pop filter to it. And it would be cool, and not, you know, I understand it, for $150, it's a great microphone, but it would also be somewhat nice if they added a few more studio features to it, maybe a knob to adjust the tone, the bass, and the treble. Also, it might be nice to actually build in an audio recorder into it too in the future, and that would allow you to do podcasting even without hooking it up to a computer at all during your recording. So all of those features would be nice, but as is, for $150, the sound quality of this microphone is terrific, and we definitely plan on adding it as a permanent fixture in our portable podcasting kit so that we can do more podcasts on the road at talkingdigital.org. Thank you very much for joining us. This is Adam Cochran, the Blue Microphone Yeti. You can find out more about it at bluemic.com/yeti. Or you can read this review or review notes at talkingdigital.org.
This is Talking Digital.